Brother Desmond. You ready? I'm ready. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. I was expecting him to say, God bless you, Brother Desmond. God bless you. But God is good. You may be seated. It's a blessing to be here another Wednesday night. Won't be lengthy, but let us just pray. Lord, you are good and your mercies endure forever. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, O God, you are worthy to be praised. You are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords, and there is no one like you. And it's because of your grace and because of your mercy why we are here another day, another Wednesday night, O God. Lord, I pray that you bless us and keep us. In your precious name I pray. Amen and amen. God is good. Tonight I would just like to talk to you guys about a simple thing. Just an ordinary day. Just an ordinary day. And you know, God is really good. For the past probably about 3 weeks ago, I knew that I was going to preach, but you know, this title was just rested on my heart. And yesterday was my day off, and I was at home watching our local news back in Jamaica. But it really punched me in my face. Just an ordinary day, and what happened in Jamaica, and it's very sad, extremely sad. Category 5 hurricane. But I was saying this to Brother Harper and Duran before church, that it may be messed up about on what I'm about to say, but I thank God that it happened. And one of the reasons I'm very thankful why it happened is because Jamaica is a blessed country. It's a Christian country. The other denominations is very, very, very low. We may have Muslim and all that stuff, but it's not that much. But the dominant denomination is Christianity. And it's a blessed country. And God has spared our lives thousands and thousands of times. And he has given us second chances, first chances. He has kept us. He has watched over us. And we have also almost on several occasions gotten a hurricane and that thing just turned around. And I thank God for his protection. I thank God for his love, his grace, and his mercy. But one of the things I was thinking about yesterday, when it comes on to God's love and God's protection, sometimes we as Christians, we fall asleep in God's protection. And we believe that because we're in God's protection, yes, we should have that mindset that nothing can happen. Nothing will, no harm, no danger will come unto us. But during those relaxing moments, we lose sight of God. We lose the fear of God. We lose everything. And we just walk around boastfully. God got my back. And we just think that we are better than the others. But yesterday what happened was just a reminder that God is still good. God is God. And one of the things, I've been here for 9 years, but one of the things I've talked to friends, I've talked to family back home, but one of the things where growing up in Jamaica, I've always loved this about Jamaicans. It's not the same anymore, but the fear of God. We had the fear of God. I remember there are days when you'll be walking past a church, even if you're having a filter conversation, you'll be like, hey bro, shh. And once you pass the church, you'll continue that conversation. You could be driving in your car and playing a certain song. Once you're approaching the church, mute. Once you clear that, you can play again. And that's just one thing I really admire. Christians, non-Christians, whatever it is, once you're approaching an elder, a church, whatever it is, certain conversation would be paused. Certain music will be paused. And I think about that we as Jamaicans, and not even Jamaicans only, but we as Americans, I'm in America now, we have lost the fear of God. We have lost it. You have gone through the window. We have no reverence. We have no respect. And we just go about our daily lives. And sometimes these things has to happen just to let God remind us that, hey, I still sit on the throne. I can do whatever I want to do. And as sad as it might be, we have lost some people, but God is still good, and He is faithful. And just have to be reminded. And while preparing for this message, Matthew chapter 14, a very famous passage, Jesus walking on water. And one of the things that really stood out to me in that chapter was when Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come on that water." And Jesus tell him, "Come." And one of the things I looked at and I put myself in this story is the fact that it's in our DNA as humans. In order for me to believe, I got to see it. I can't come to you guys and tell you that I'm Superman. I have to prove that I have the power. Just in our human nature. So, and in the further on in the chapter, he said, "Truly, you're the Son of God." After seeing all that happen. So first you have doubt, you have fear. I really don't believe what you're saying. I don't. But after the fact, he came out, he stepped out. That's when he truly said, "You're truly the Son of God." And I find it very funny to me because there are sometimes even God speak to me. And I was talking to my wife, I think it was Monday night. And it's crazy how, I wouldn't say crazy, but it's just so funny sometimes how God will use people to confirm a prayer. It doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter the gender. It doesn't matter the race. And even when we do get that confirmation, we go to bed that night, "Lord, if it's you, I need a double confirmation tonight. Give me a vision, give me a dream. Lord, you know you sit high and look low." And I'm here to remind you guys that God is good. And just an ordinary day, based on the image that you see on the screen. And it's just so ironic that it happened today. We got rain this morning and sun in the afternoon. You can wake up in the storm and you can go to bed in a beautiful sunset. And I'm reminded that when life hits, and this is one of the things I was talking to a coworker today about, this just an ordinary day. And I think most of the time, because we have that mindset and because we have that thing planned from 1 to 10, whenever anything comes out of a line, we panic, fear comes into play, anxiety. And that's one of the things. Just an ordinary day can bring two things. Can bring good or bad. That's what it is. This morning we woke up, happy. And tonight we might go to bed with sad news, which we don't want to hear, but it's life. And the day hasn't ended as yet. We still have 5 hours to go. But just an ordinary day. Just an ordinary day. Another scripture that comes to mind was the woman with the issue of blood. And this one really stand out to me more than anything else, because this woman suffered for 12 years. 12 years. And in Mark it said she tried everything. She went to the doctor. She did everything. She spent all her money. But instead of getting better, she got worse. But on the 12th year, something happened. The Bible didn't state that it was a holiday. It wasn't 4th of July. It wasn't Thanksgiving. It wasn't Christmas. It wasn't the 1st of January. It wasn't the 1st of the week. Just an ordinary day. Jesus was passing by. And she reached out and touched the hem of his garment. And she was healed. So I'm reminded, don't give up. Don't give in. And yes, it might be years, months, weeks. But just an ordinary day, God has the ability to turn things around. And just an ordinary day, we might think that, and we're hoping, we always hope for the best. But in our prayers, we always hope for the best. But sometimes, and all the times, we never stop. Well, for me, especially for me, I'm speaking on to the man in the mirror right now. Sometimes we pray and we say, Lord, let your will be done. And sometimes God's will is not our will. And his ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. And we may not get what we want. We may not get the results that we want or need. But just an ordinary day, God has can turn things around. He can shift it. He can shift it from the bad to the good. He also can shift it from the good to the bad. But it's up to us as Christians to stand grounded, to trust the word of the Lord, to know that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And when it comes on to trust, and I was thinking about this yesterday, one of the things I looked at and I was like imagining this thing in my head where God will give us the instructions to go to Publix and we will stand there for hours, for days. And I think for us, it's just, we just want things now. It's now, now, now. It's just an instant thing. Whenever I pray tonight, I want the prayers to answer tomorrow morning. But sometimes we just got to be patient. And I think throughout all lessons that we go through in life, it's to teach us a lesson. And some of us, we fail it over and over again because we miss the whole lesson. And I think we complain, we murmur, and we lose sight of God because we look at others receiving the blessing, we look at others receiving the healing, and we look at others getting everything that we want or need. And we lose sight and we get comfortable. But one of the things, back to the story with the woman of the issue of the blood, she was very persistent. She was very persistent. And I think about it, what if this Sunday you just woke up and you said, you know what, I'm not going to church. I'm not going to do my daily devotion. That might just be a day when your ordinary day of healing take place. It can just be a day when you come to church and someone bless you with $100. Might just be the day. And we often say certain things and it's just become the norm for us now. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. But today is not over. The day is not over. And God is still good and he's worthy to be praised. And he will definitely, and he can definitely answer your prayers tonight. You might get a phone call immediately after church. You might get a text immediately. Even right now, you might get a text. But don't be discouraged. Don't lose focus. Because God is, he will answer your prayers. I know that he definitely will. And don't be selective. Don't be selective in your hearing. And I really appreciate you guys for listening to me every time I preach. And I'm speaking on behalf of Duran, Jonathan, Brother Harper, Brother Brown. We appreciate you guys for sitting down and listening to us. It's not easy sometimes, but we appreciate you guys. But you can't be selective because you don't know who has the word for you. And sometimes this is what messes us up, because we really don't like when Brother Desmond preach. And because you're selective in hearing, you blocked out that hearing and you missed your answer to the prayer. You definitely miss it. So you can't be selective in who you want. Not because you don't like him or like her. You just have to be open-minded. And I tell people this, you're just here for a few minutes. Suck it up. Suck it up. You're just here for an hour. Just an hour. Just 1 hour. And if you should do the math, you're at church for an hour and a half. 2 hours and a half on a week. Sundays and Wednesdays. That's 2.5 hours. Not enough. Not enough. So the least we can do when we get here, I took a shower today, got dressed, spent about $5-6 on gas just to be here. Made the best of it. Made the best of it. And I was talking to Brother Dempsey about this. I'm pretty sure Brother Banks, he's a, I think, Auburn fan. I'm pretty sure if he goes to, right? Road Tides, see? Alabama, see? I'm so sorry. But my point I'm making is, suck it up, brother. I'm pretty sure that if he goes to a Georgia Bulldogs game, I'm pretty sure that he will take out his phone and record it. May not be his team, but he will enjoy the moment because it's once in a lifetime opportunity. So while you're here, let us just treat it like it's a one-way ticket, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't. We are here today. Let us just raise our hands. And this thing where we have this, the selective feelings. You can't be selective, as what I said. Selective in hearing, selective in feeling. I don't feel that song. Well, I'm not going to raise my hands. It's not my favorite. It's not my, you know, I don't like the way how she's singing. She's off key. Suck it up. Get over it. You're here. You're not here for me. You're not here for none of the ministers. You're not here for none of the praise worship team. You're here to give God the glory. You're here to give him all the praise. And that's one of the things where, in the last quarter, and now is the perfect time to start making changes for the new year. But please don't. I'm begging you, imploring you guys. Service is not about perfection. It's not. It's not a dot in the I, cross in the T's. Has nothing to do with that. The dress best Sunday has nothing to do with that. It's a sincere of the heart. You gotta be sincere. If you're not going to praise the Lord the way how he deserved to be praised, you're fooling yourself, honestly. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your oxygen. And that's between you and God. And I'm not trying to judge anyone right now. But we're here. Just give him all the praise. He has given us, and during the testimony, the mere fact that God is good and the mere fact that we have the gift of life, we are billionaires. We are billionaires. And the mere fact that he's not done with us yet, and we are here right now, he's not done with us yet. We're not finished. So don't lose sight. Trust God. No matter, trust God in difficult times. That's it. Trust God in difficult times. And what does trust look like? Even when the storms, category 5 is outside, you got to stand firm. Don't look left, don't look right. And you just got to look at God and say, God, you have put me in this position. You have put me in this place. You're still a way maker. I trust the process. And I know that you will deliver me. I know that you will help me. I know that you'll give me strength. And I know that you will restore me. So that's what trust God look like. It's not looking left, not looking right. It's just trusting his word, reading the word. And if you're, we mentioned this 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, if you want prayer, we can always call one of us as ministers. We'll open the door. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. And because we all need each other. We all need each other. So don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. God is still good, and he's worthy to be praised. And just like today, nothing special about today, still have that open mind that God will still work for the good. And God will still answer your prayers. He will still reach down from heaven, touch that thing, heal it. Just a touch. And one of the things that I love about that scripture, just a touch. And God turned around and be like, who touched me? Out of thousands of people, he knew that someone touched him. It's not, and there's a big difference between touching and just brushing up on someone. He felt the power released from him. So just don't be discouraged. Just don't panic. Don't fear. God is still in control. May not seem that way, may not feel that way, but he's still in control and he's worthy to be praised. Just fear God, love God, read the word, study the word, live the word, die by the word. That's just it. At the end of the day, we want to make it to heaven and we want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So no matter what we go through, and that's one of the things I love, and I was saying this to the ministers this before church. Yesterday was just a rough day for me because most Wednesdays, like, pastors will text me on a Tuesday night and, hey buddy, do you got anything for tomorrow? But it was just so emotional for me. But I miss my pastor. But one of the things I really find joy in my heart is the fact that I know where he is. I know where he is. And at the end of the day, I want to be with him, drink some coffee, eat some jerk chicken. But God is good. And all the time, God is good. Doesn't matter how we feel. And that's one of the things I love about the scripture. This is the day that the Lord has made, and you will rejoice and be glad in it. It doesn't matter, even when you're depressed, even when you're upset, this is the day that the Lord has made. And you have to command your day. You have to tell yourself. And this is one of the things I was thinking about, prophesy. You have to prophesy to your day. And one of the things I think it was just resting on my heart, I think Saturday night into Sunday morning, prophesy. And many of us, we think that because God didn't answer the prayers, it's false prophecy. No, it's not. Where does faith come into play? You have to have faith. The Bible says if you have faith, you will move mountains. And you have to look at that mountain daily and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, be removed. It's not about, even if it doesn't move, it's not about your being a false prophet, stone him to death, stone her to death. No. It's just a matter that you have faith. And anybody tell you otherwise, call Brother Harper. He will definitely defend you. And I'm serious about that. He will definitely defend you. But trust God. Love him. Trust the word. Read the word. Die by the word. Meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. Read the word. Don't be like, well, in my early years of Christianity, it was just one of those things where, and I'm being honest, I was born and raised in church, so as you all know that already, but it was just one of those things. And I was young and didn't have any mentor. And in my head, I thought that It was just one of those things where, well, I read a chapter a day, but did I really read it? Nah, I didn't. It was just one of those routines where you'd be like, okay, it's a checkbox. Genesis chapter 1, complete. Genesis chapter 2, done. And you just, it's just one of those things you just glance, pretty much you just glance through it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. All right, then, boom, done. Go to bed. But did I really meditate on it? I'm being honest. No, I didn't. I didn't. But when I say meditate, if it takes 3 years for you to move, Brother Banks said it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, still can't pass Psalms 23. And if it takes you 3 years, it takes you 3 years. But meditate on it, word for word, verse for verse. If it takes you 1 year to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that's just how it is. You're meditating on it. And God will, and that's one of the things I love about God. He will always give you new revelation. Always. Always give you new revelation. I talk to most of the ministers. Sometimes I'm just like, poof. Because the way how they say it, I'm like, I didn't even think about it that way. The way how Duran said it, Jonathan said it, Brother Brown said it, it's just five. And that's why you can't be selective in your hearing. Can't be selective, because each one of us as ministers, we deliver differently. However, the revelation is also different, because what God speak to me about or show me is completely different from his walking is different from mine. But at the end of the day, we want to go through those pearly gates together. So thank you guys for listening to me another time, another week, another day. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his light and his countenance upon you and give you peace this day and forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. That was good, Brother Desmond. I needed that word. Just an ordinary day. Honestly, every day that I can think of, bad or good, started as an ordinary day. That really spoke to me. Even in the Bible, when it talks about the second coming, it's just going to be another ordinary day. Two will be in the field working, and just in a blink, there'll be one left and one gone. Just an ordinary day. That might have sounded simple to some, but how many times do we take an ordinary day for granted? That was a wake-up call, Brother Desmond. God gave you that word, and I'm glad you shared it with us tonight. Amen? Amen, amen. Do we have any announcements? Okay. So we're still taking money for a pastor appreciation. We're having a picture of Brother and Sister Knowles professionally framed and hung in the foyer. Money can be given to Brother and Sister Dempsey. Also, this weekend service, we'll have Brother Sims with us. He'll be ministering to us. It's always a pleasure and honor to have him with us. Amen. If you would stand, we'll go ahead and dismiss with prayer. And if you have a tither offering, plates in the back as you exit.